You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 189. And today, let's uncover your filter for how to say yes to your best opportunities. Are you ready for this? Let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, business leaders and inspired entrepreneurs. It's your host, Melanie Benson here, Profit Amplifier. And today I want to share a little technique that I teach my Amplify Mastermind clients. And I actually do an hour of power on this training at least once a year because it's so vital to learn how to pick the right opportunities. And I want you to really check in for a minute. How many times have you said yes to something and you later went, why did I do that? It's not really going to work. It didn't give me the results I wanted. It's not aligned. And here's a little secret of success. You will always have more opportunities than you can ever say yes to or manage. And one of the muscles we have to build as we get more and more successful, and I really think at any stage of your business growth, knowing what to say yes to is equally as important as knowing what to say no to. Write that down. What you say yes to is equally as important as what you know how to say no to. And knowing what should get your yes versus what gets you no helps you avoid feeling overwhelmed, helps you taking on projects that you waste time and money on because they don't really go the direction you wanted them to. They don't bring you results. But more importantly, it also helps you raise your profile, your authority, and your credibility, because when you say yes to the right opportunities, they will catapult you. Now, just a little background. I actually was in corporate America in a Fortune 500 company for close to 15, 20 years, working in different roles. But in the last 10, I was in a role where we had to really evaluate every opportunity that came in. It was like our time and our resources were sacred. And that is a message for you, my friend. Your time and your resources are sacred. And what I discovered by working with that company, the last company for the last 10 years of my corporate career, was that we oftentimes chase the illusion of what we believe is possible, but don't do our due diligence to evaluate, is it really the right place for us to invest our time and energy? And when you cultivate this awareness, you cultivate this more deeply, you will find that it's much easier to figure out ahead of the time of, instead of like making wasted time and energy on things that don't go where you want them to go and later feeling resentful or frustrated or overwhelmed, you can evaluate these things earlier. So I'm going to teach you something I call the opportunity filter today. And the thing you need to understand is an opportunity filter has to be customized to you. There's not one way to do it. There has to be a customization to you with what you are needing and wanting. So I'll go through that in a minute. But before I do that, I know one of the priorities that's hot on everybody's mind right now is visibility. I need to be seen. I need to get myself in front of more audiences. And again, we want to make sure that we avoid making costly mistakes along the way, right? So I want to give you a resource. It's my gift to you. It's free right now at getmagneticmessaging.com/report. This is a list of the 17 most common mistakes that entrepreneurs and service professionals and business owners and business leaders, they tend to make when booking themselves on podcast guesting spots or interviews or virtual summit interviews or when they're participating in some kind of an opportunity to message what they do to the public and share their message. And these are really common mistakes that pretty much everybody makes in the beginning. But I want to help you avoid these mistakes because these are the reasons why you might be out there podcast guesting and not getting clients and leads. If you're podcast guesting, if you're on virtual summits, you should be getting clients. You should be getting leads. And if you're not, you're probably making one of these mistakes. So go over to getmagneticmessaging.com/report. download my 17 common mistakes that smart people make when they're guesting on podcasts and find out if you're making any of these podcast mistakes. And if you are, and or you really just want to up your game on podcasts, check out the Get Magnetic Messaging program. We're starting to do enrollments again for the fall class. That might just be where you need to focus your energy, might be the opportunity that will help you really start nailing your podcast guesting so that you're monetizing it better. Now, let's talk about opportunities and what kind of opportunities you were going to want to use this filter for. So you might be evaluating speaking, whether it's virtual or digital events or in-person events. Someday we will have those back again. You might be getting a lot of opportunities to participate as a guest expert in a summit or a giveaway. You might be looking at joint ventures or partnerships. There's no shortage of people who want to partner up and share each other's message or materials with your community. You might be considering launching a new offer. Basically, anytime you have an opportunity for visibility, for selling, for sharing your message, but it's going to take your time to do it, we need to start evaluating, is this really the right opportunity to say yes to? Now, there's one more thing you have to look at too, and that is as you establish your brand and your values, basically, to your community, you also want to evaluate, are the people you're saying yes to aligned with those values? So here is 5 questions to help you start to build your opportunity filter. Now, as I mentioned before, these have to be customized. It's not a what Melanie does or what, you know, another friend of yours is doing. You have to make sure that you're designing this so it fits what you need. And that's what helps you make the best decisions. I have a lot of clients sometimes say, well, what would you do? And I'm like, well, we have to look at what's important to you. And we always start with the number one most important thing is, what is your goal? Okay, what is your goal? Your goals are the whatever that project or that outcome is that you want for a 90-day, 6-month, or 1-year period. Okay, and every opportunity that comes my way, the first thing we look at is this really going to help us meet this goal to say yes to it? But you can't stop there. And this is where it gets a little messy for people, is that sometimes you say, well, will this help me get to the goal? Yeah, it's visibility. It'll help me get to the goal. There's 4 more criteria that we need to evaluate. Okay, so the second one is, what is super important right now? AKA, what's your priority? So here's where this really starts to fall apart for people is, you may say yes because it's part of your goal, but you've forgotten that what you need is to actually get some cash in the door, or you're writing your book, or you're getting ready for speaking gigs. So now you've said yes to something that's going to compromise your availability to do a good job for that other thing you've already committed to, or it's going to take time and energy away from the thing that would produce revenue in the next 30 days. It doesn't mean it's a bad opportunity. It may just mean you can't say yes right now. And that leads us to the next one, the third one, which is there an opportunity cost? Well, an opportunity cost basically means, can I say yes to this without saying no to something that's more important right now? And notice I said more important, meaning you always are going to have conflicting priorities, but you have to decide, is this the most important thing I'm supposed to be doing right now? Is this the most aligned, the most valuable? Is this going to get me to the cash flow, to the credibility boost, to getting the support I need to grow my business? Is it going to help generate revenue, right? You have to really look at that and say, what am I going to say no to make room for this yes? Now, there are some people who are like, I can totally do it all. Yes, you can, but not all at the same time. The only way to get more than one thing done at once is to hire a team that's self-sufficient and able to take ownership and responsibility. So when we say yes to something, we're in essence saying no to something else. Let me say that again. When we're saying yes to something, we're in essence saying no to something else. for the time that you will dedicate to that new priority, that new opportunity, that new goal, you will have to say no to something else. And even if you do have a team, one of the biggest complaints I hear from people who are working virtually on teams, they're virtual contractors, they're VAs, they're even employees, is that my lead person, my client, my manager, my boss, whoever that is constantly firing off new things we have to do all the time, and I can't keep up with everything. So opportunity cost is, am I going to say no to something? Am I going to delay something else that's really important? And is that worth it? And then it may prompt a better discussion of how could we say yes to all of it? What would have to happen? Would I need someone to run this for me? Would I need to be willing to put something on pause that's maybe less valuable than this new opportunity coming in? The next question is, how will it make me money? I know some people are like, it's not about the money, Melanie. Well, it kind of is. Let's face it. We're all business owners. Making money is part of what we have to do. And if what you're saying yes to repeatedly is not about making money, you have to ask yourself, what am I really prioritizing? There are times when I've had to do what I call values alignment exercises with clients because they keep saying yes to things that don't make them money. And we had to really look at what is it that is important to you. Now, if you're saying yes to opportunities that are really great and they're exciting and they feel good, but they're not making any money, we have to look at, do you actually value making money in your business? And if not, do you have a hobby? Because hobbies don't have to make money. Or do you have a business? Show me the money really is about looking at what would it take in this opportunity to lead to making money. And if you do that right, then you're going to say, all right, well, I need to get 12 clients out of this, or if I got 20 new leads or 100 new leads or 1,000 new leads, or it's going to take us 6 months to really work the process because we can use this to push traffic to our new offer, right? So you start to have the conversations of how will this lead to driving revenue in the door? And I don't believe in every single case it has to deliver money directly, but you may need to look at what is my path to monetize this effort that I'm putting into this opportunity. Now, show me the money gets a little more important when A, one of your core priorities right now is making money, B, you are getting a lot of opportunities for significant time investment, and you have to start looking at where is the revenue potential. And third, it's something that's going to take longer than 6 months to implement. You have to start looking at what point does this opportunity or this product launch or this offer we're cultivating move from being an idea that's taking money away from me, I'm investing into it, to flip that into it's now producing revenue. And then later, when does it start becoming profitable? This is a real mastery question, because if you don't know when something can produce revenue, then you're not digging deep enough to ask yourself the right questions in these opportunities. And then the last criteria, and I think this is an important piece that we oftentimes miss, and this can lead to later resenting the project or procrastinating it, is what really lights you up? Is this an opportunity that's going to give you fuel and inspiration and get you fired up? Or is it, are you feeling overwhelmed by it and depleted by it before you even get started? Look, I'm all for making money. I'm all for doing things that stretch you out of your comfort zone. I'm all for challenging ourselves to play a bigger game, which won't always feel exciting at first. It might feel terrifying. But if it doesn't light you up, if the end goal isn't exciting to you, then chances are you're going to say yes to something that's just going to feel like work. And so some of the things you have to look up here is, what do I really value? What are the things that make me feel like I'm so aligned, I'm so in my zone of awesomeness and genius that I can't wait to do this? So here's a quick litmus test on that. If you are feeling very contracted by something, meaning the idea of moving this forward is so depleting you and it feels exhausting, that's contractive. If there's a lot of fear around it, that's different. But if it's literally feeling like it's going to suck the life out of you, that's contractive. Or is it feeling expansive, meaning it's exciting, you can't wait to work on it, there's a lot of potential there, you're so fired up about it, you can barely sleep at night, right? Like that's more expansive. And so I'm always looking at something, is this expansive or contractive? Now it can be both. And that's when you know that the way this is framed right now, there's something about that's contractive that has to be addressed before you jump in and dedicate time and money and resources. So that might mean there's a fear around it. We need to clear out that fear so you can actually be fully excited and present to the opportunity. It may be that the timeline you've set, there's a part of you that goes, yeah, you're doing that thing again where you get way too excited and you're putting something in that's unrealistic. So that might be contractive and you can move the timeline. Or maybe things you've never done before and that feels contractive. Just become aware of what feels like it's tightening and oppressive versus exciting and expansive. And that will give you a lot of great information. And again, you know, if you need to book a session, I have revenue rush roadmap sessions available to help you figure out what are the right opportunities to say yes to and how to structure them so they accelerate the results. If you head over to melaniebenson.com/coaching, you'll see what opportunities are available to you to book in those sessions. As we wrap this episode up, I'd love to hear what can you apply this opportunity filter to? How can you start using this to say yes to better opportunities that propel you forward and have clear, powerful, confident no's that protect you from the bright, shiny objects and distractions that tend to derail you from the greater opportunities available? Come on over to the Amplify Your Success community and share what you see is an opportunity that you need to say yes to or no to. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.